Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host for the next hour, and I hope you're going to sit with me and listen to some fine bluegrass music. Had a different tune starting off the show. That's a tune called Pony Ride, and that's one I wrote some 10 years, 15 years ago, and I wrote it on a little short-necked banjo, a Saga Pony banjo, and that's why it was called Pony Ride. And so I play it up, capo it up to C on my regular banjo, and the tune bounces along. It's got some real nice licks in it, and it's good fun. I've just been revising it the last few weeks, and it's such a good fun tune to play. Well, I've got all sorts of stuff lined up for you on the program today, and we're going to kick it off with Lou Reed and Carolina from the album Carolina, I'm Coming Home. The band's Lou Reed on mandolin and lead and tenor vocals, Christy Allen on rhythm guitar and lead and tenor vocals, Kevin Richardson on lead guitar, and he does vocals as well, and Joe Hannaback on acoustic bass, and Joey Cox on banjo, and they produce a fine driving bluegrass sound. We're going to hear a couple of tunes from them, Do I Still Have a Chance, and the great Pathway of Teardrops. I remember the Osborne brothers singing that song, and Lou Reed does a fine version of that too. So let's listen to Lou Reed and Carolina.
Start all over. Do I still have a chance to make things right? All over. Do I still have a chance to make things right? Start all over. Do I still have a chance to make things right? Can I come home and start all over? Do I still have a chance to make things right? Thank you.
still I let you go. Now I'm sending this message to you. The pathway of teardrops will show you the way. If you ever wanna come back to me, if you ever wanna come back to me.
Oh, some great harmony singing there. Wasn't that nice hearing all those voices shift against each other? Very good. That's what the Osborne brothers used to do so well. And Lou Reed and Carolina, what a fine job they did of that song. Next artist is a little bit different from me. It's from an album called Deja Vu Times 2. BJ Blue with Brittany Allen. And Brittany Allen is a wonderful singer. She was a backup singer for people for a long, long time, and she would be superb doing harmony. She's a bundle of energy. Her music is full of a real enthusiasm. But I understand she also does a cooking show as well on TV, and so she's right into all sorts of things. And Brittany Allen just sings wonderfully. This album is sort of mostly country songs done bluegrass style. I've got a fine bluegrass band put together in the studio. Randy Cawes on dobro, Jim Van Cleve on fiddle, Scott Vestal on banjo, Josh Williams on acoustic guitar, and Andy Leftwich on mandolin. I mean, you can't get a better band than that. Elio Gordiano on upright bass, but BJ Blue's a real country singer, lovely rich voice, and Brittany Allen just bounces along. And it's hard to pick a couple of tracks from the album, but we're going to do their bluegrass version of Mr. Man in the Moon, and then Ronnie Reno's song Boogie Grass Band. Have a listen to BJ Blue and Brittany Allen.
Mr. Man in the Moon, are you really blue? Are you shedding a tear while you shine? If you feel like I do, Mr. Man in the Moon, then your heart must be broken like mine. There's not a star in sight. We'll be right here. We're both up for the night. Mr. Man in the Moon, are you really blue? Are you shedding a tear while you shine? If you feel like I do, Mr. Man in the Moon, then your heart must be broken like mine. Show a smiling face. I feel like the dark side that you hide away. Mr. Man in the Moon, are you really blue? Are you shedding a tear while you shine? If you feel like I do, Mr. Man in the Moon, then your heart must be broken like mine. Yes, your heart must be broken like mine.
Crazy, absolutely crazy. That was BJ Blue and Brittany Allen and Dance to the Boogie Grass Band. A little bit different. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, believe it or not. I try and play a range of music, and I hope you're enjoying some of my bizarre tastes in bluegrass music. You're listening to Free FM 89.0, independent community media, we're called. You could be listening live from Hamilton or the surrounding Waikato district where the program comes from, or you could be listening on one of the access radio stations throughout New Zealand, radio stations throughout Canada, or Bluegrass Planet Radio. I hope you're enjoying the show. You might be listening live streamed or to a podcast. Doesn't matter how you're hearing it. I hope you're enjoying the bluegrass music. Jimmy Anderson wrote in and said, did we ever play Red Wing? And that's a neat song, Red Wing. And I said, yes, we did play Red Wing with Bill Clifton way back in 1970. We did an album called Two Shades of Bluegrass with Bill. And it was the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and Bill Clifton. And Bill brought a whole bunch of songs to the recording session, and we had to throw some in. And I'd been learning Bill Emerson's version of Red Wing. And I said, why don't we try that? And Bill said that's a great tune, and he'd worked out how he was going to play it. I think we do a chord change, key change in the middle of it, just to fit a guitar break in. We really enjoyed playing music with Bill Clifton. He's got a lovely lead voice and a very relaxed style. So as well as playing Red Wing, we'll play Baby You Done Flubbed Your Dub With Me, which is a great old song that comes from the singing was the Carlisle Brothers, I think. Red Wing's a story of an Indian maid. It's interesting that it's a great banjo tune, and lots of bands play it, and everyone knows it as a tune. But as a song, it's a great song. And story of an Indian maid who sits there waiting for her Indian brave who's gone off to battle, but unfortunately he never returns. So it's a sad song, and yet it's a bright, bouncy tune. So that's probably why it stayed around for so long. So we got to hear Red Wing and then Baby, You Done Flubbed Your Dub With Me. Bill Clifton with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
With me. very fine. Baby, you done plucked your dove with me. Listen, mama, listen to me, please. Get tired of my stealing my cheese. Baby, you done plucked your dove with me. Plucked your dove with me. Come many other night, it made me cry. Mouse pictures and cherry pie. Baby, you done plucked your dove with me.
1970, that was recorded. Bill Clifton with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this is a program featuring bluegrass music from my shelves, really. I've decided not to follow all the latest trends or anything. I just sort of play the music of what I've got on my shelves, and when I get a new CDs, I get excited about it. And failing that, there's a wealth of material on those shelves there that I'm sure other people like to listen to as well. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big music store in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. And if you go and visit them and tell them that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, they'll be absolutely delighted to know that their sponsorship money is bearing fruit. But they've sponsored music around Hamilton for more than the last 50 years. Got my first banjo at their shop a long time ago. And you go in now, they've got helpful staff. Everyone who plays there is a musician. They're very helpful. They know the sort of things that you're looking for. They'll help you get a banjo or a guitar or a keyboard or a set of drums or some amplifiers or some strings or some straps or some stands, all the things that begin with S. And very, very good at sponsoring music in Hamilton. Thank you very much to Shearers. I had the good fortune in 1971 to meet Del McCoury. He lived in southern Pennsylvania at the time, and I was staying with the bluegrass band in Mike Seeger's place, which was also in southern Pennsylvania at the time. And we met Del, and he had a couple of young, very young kids. Now I'm not even sure that they'd been born. Possibly they had. And ever since then, I've been a little bit interested in what's been going on in Del's life. But he played some great music back in those days with the band called the Dixie Pals. And Del McCoury played guitar, Dick Staber, mandolin, Bill Runkel on banjo, excellent banjo player, Billy Sage on fiddle. Sometimes Billy Baker played fiddle for the band. On this recording, Billy Sage played, and Jerry McCoury on bass. Jerry is a real talent in himself. I saw him play with Del at a 2013 Rhythm and Roots Festival in Bristol, and Jerry is a bundle of fun on stage. And on that album, High on a Mountain, they played some excellent bluegrass music, and I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that. Don't You Call My Name and In My Mind to Ramble. In My Mind to Ramble was written by Pete Wernick, so it was a brand new song about the time that Del recorded it. Here's Del McCoury and the Dixie Pals.
Your good time, you said you love me just the same. When the chips are down and you get lonely, you come running back to me calling my name.
Don't you call my name,
don't you call my name, cause I won't answer. Don't you call my name, cause I won't be there. You cheated on me dear for your last time. Don't you call my name, little girl, cause I don't care. I used to cry and wait for you, dear, while you played your cheating game. It's your turn now, just keep on crying. Can't hear you cry, little girl, don't you call my name.
Don't you call my name,
don't you call my name, cause I won't answer. Don't you call my name, cause I won't be there. for you last time. Don't you call my name, little girl, 'cause I don't care. I've been gone a long, long time. All these nights on the road, I've been talking to myself. Can't believe I left you behind. It's in my mind to ramble. I hope you'll understand. Sometimes I find I just have to go. I know it's hard, but darling, forgive me if you can, for you know days when we were together, you were always so good and kind. But one night I stole away and I took to the road. Guess I just don't know my mind. It's in my mind to ramble. I hope you'll understand. Sometimes I find I just have to go. I know it's hard, but darling, if you can, for you know I love you so. Accept me, though I've been wrong. I think my wandering ways are gonna vanish in a haze, and I'll realize that's where I belong. It's in my mind to ramble. I hope you'll understand. Sometimes I find I just have to go. I know it's hard, but darling, forgive me if you can, for you know
Some early Del McCoury there. Del McCoury and the Dixie Pals. And In My Mind to Ramble, that was a Pete Wernick song. Oh, what have we got lined up now? There's a little bit of live music happening around Hamilton that I need to tell you about. The Morrinsville Country Music Club meets on the second Friday of the month at the Rotary Community Hall, which is the Senior Citizens Hall with a new name, in Canada Street. 7:30 on a Friday night, the concert starts. Only costs a few dollars to get in. Wonderful range of music there. If you like country music at all, you will enjoy that concert. So come along and support the Morrinsville Country Music Club. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session is on the fourth Sunday of each month, usually, except this month it's on the third Sunday of the month due to various other commitments I have on the fourth and fifth Sundays. So on the third Sunday of September, we have Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room, and starts at 2:30 in the afternoon, finishes at 5 o'clock, and you'll get to see lots of people play their banjos and fiddles and guitars and sing some songs, and we we do stuff together. It's all good fun, and I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy that. So come along to that. Navara Lounge always has music happening, and that's right in the middle of Hamilton, and on Victoria Street, opposite the end of Collingwood Street, and excellent live venue for all sorts of music. And quite often they have some bluegrass music there too. Often we're involved in that. I'm going to play some music from a banjo player that I really enjoy, Bill Evans. Now lives on the sort of just north of San Francisco. Is a fine player, often is a tutor at the music camps the California Bluegrass Association has. And he's just plays so adeptly and wonderful things. Two quite different tunes here. One called Goodbye Liza Jane, which is a real fun tune to learn on banjo, mandolin, and any instruments. And Bill does a great version, of course. And then one called the Clarinet Polka, which is not the sort of tune that you'd normally associate with a banjo, but Bill makes it sound like it was a banjo tune. And so listen to Bill Evans here. He's accompanied by some great musicians, Jason Carter on fiddle, Mike Compton on mandolin, David Greer on guitar, and Missy Raines on bass. What a fine bunch of players they are. Here we go with Goodbye Liza Jane. Thank you. Well, wasn't that some good playing there? Who ever thought there were that many notes up the top end of a banjo, Nick? Only Bill Evans, yes, and it turns out great. Becomes a lovely banjo tune, and no doubt about it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing some things from the depths of my shelves here. I've always liked the sort of country bluegrass mix, and guys who do that usually the bluegrassers who play a lot of country music. And Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson are two such people. I always enjoy their music. They've got an album called Way Out West. It's got some great pictures on the cover of both Chris and Herb when they were young people and pretending to be cowboys and that sort of thing with their music. But here they are playing some great bluegrass music with a real country feel to a lot of how they do it. But they're both excellent vocalists and excellent musicians. And I'm going to feature on this one. The first tune is a Jim and Jesse tune called Are You Missing Me? And then we're going to hear Goodyear, which is a song written by Chris Hillman himself. So let's listen to Chris Hillman, Herb Peterson, Way Out West.
Came tumbling as I read it over. I still can't believe that it's true. Are you all alone with a memory now that I am gone? Darling, are you missing me? That in spite of the vows you have made, the glitter of gold turned your head. And while I was trying employment to find, you married another instead. Are you all alone with the memory?
Trouble come in many different colors, from the darkest black to a shade of blue. So you picture me, and I'll picture you. Oh, having us a good year. Down the back road, through the memory, let the dark of you. Hold me under, send the thunder in. I've got a way out of here. Oh, it's gonna be a good year. You feel like you're caught in a spinning whirlwind. Storms of life can be sometimes so severe. Hold my hand and I'll walk you through the days up ahead. 'Cause we're gonna have a good year. Those who've gone before tell us hope is in the air, and we'll count all the steps up to heaven. One for each day of the year. Down the back road, through the memories, let the darkness appear.
Peterson, Chris Hillman from the album Way Out West, recorded in the early 2000s, and doing a great blend of country and bluegrass there. I first heard of Herb Peterson when he played with the Dillards on their Copperfields album, and Wheat Straw Sweet, they were the albums, that's right. February this year, seems a long time ago, February 2019, we had Kiwigrass, the first two- or three-day festival in New Zealand, featuring local and overseas bluegrass bands. There's another one coming up in February 2020 at a different venue down at the Karapiro Rowing Park. It's an excellent place, beautiful location, set on the banks of the river. The river is very apparent. It's got some lovely buildings. Going to be a great place. This year we had hosted bands from Australia, from all around New Zealand, and we had visitors from the USA, the Lonely Heart String Band, and who else have we got? We had 9 Mile Creek, that was an Australian band. We had Bluegrass Parkway. We had all sorts of people come across. I'm going to play you some 9 Mile Creek now. Tanya Belka on fiddle, Kevin Parcell on guitar, Colin Waite on banjo, Mark Pottinger on mandolin, and Andrew Barcham on double bass. Very popular band. They performed well and everyone loved their music. And this is from an album just called 9 Mile Creek. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks, Blue Ride Coming Home and Duncan and Brady, that old song. So here's 9 Mile Creek. And this is the sort of thing you just might hear if you come across to 2020 Kiwigrass. First weekend of February, and you will love it.
Didn't ask to go away. Never told me that you wanted me to stay. Work this job night and day. Money's only money and it won't get in my way. Got my blue ride, I'm coming home. Since you just told me you're all alone, I got a feeling we'll be alright. 'Cause with my blue ride, I'm coming home tonight. told me how you feel. Well, best doubt it, that my love for you is real. Just say you're willing to be mine. Promise you from now on I'll be with you all the time. I got my blue ride, I'm coming on. Since you just told me you're all alone, I got a feeling we'll be alright. Cause with my blue ride I'm coming home tonight. I'll be with you even if it takes all night. I won't stop for anyone. I'll show you that my love for you burns brighter than the sun. I got my blue ride, I'm coming home. Since you just told me you're all alone, I got a feeling we'll be alright. Cause with my blue ride I'm coming home tonight. Got my blue ride, I'm coming home. Since you just told me you're all alone, I got a feeling we'll be alright. Cause with my blue ride, I'm coming home tonight. Yeah, with my blue ride, I'm coming home tonight.
Knocking
Nine Mile Creek, some fine Australian bluegrass there, and they were a big hit with the crowd over in New Zealand at the Kiwigrass Festival, and they'll be probably, I don't know if they'll be coming back again, but we'll probably have, almost certainly have some Australian bands coming over to Kiwigrass for next year. Well, just about time to go. I think I'll take it out with Lou Reed and Carolina playing some great bluegrass music. And here's a bit of a story song, The Missionary Good Book Man. And thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in again next week. There'll be another program, and I hope you'll enjoy that too as much as I have. Bye.
Our little church of the spring revival to put the Christian backbone straight. Cause whenever Christians gather, you know the sinners congregate. And each time the deacons voted, they answered with a show of hands. Let's call the missionary good book man. Let's all wear his cotton white shirt. He showed an undershirt underneath. Sometimes we could see his tattoo that he covered up with long sleeves. He'd shout around the pulpit while the women folk waved their hands. And we was the missionary good book man. Led by the hand of Jesus, anointed by God on high, showed the soul of mortal man the way to everlasting life. When he hit me with a fire and brimstone, I was lifted by God's command, and I was saved by the missionary good book man. Cause he once was one himself. And those Sunday morning Christians seemed to catch him right and left. Not a soul in that old church house could dodge his reprimand. A mighty strong was a missionary good book man. He was led by the hand of Jesus, anointed by God on high, to show the soul of mortal man the way to everlasting life. When he hit me with a fire and brimstone, I was lifted by God's command, and I was saved by the missionary good book man. He was led by the hand of Jesus, anointed by God on high, show the soul of mortal man the way to everlasting life. When he hit me with a fire and brimstone, I was lifted by God's command, and I was saved by the missionary good book man. I was saved by the missionary good book man.